The Torah in this week's parasha, the Shabbos of Slichus. They used to say that Reb Chaskel used to get up in Ponovich and clap on the bima Shabbos Kisavo. That really, if a person needs to know that the Gemara that says Ilu Shamru Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Hayunigolim applies to a personal geula as well. And these two Shabbosos are the last two Shabbosim of the year. Our Shabbos Kisavo, Shabbos Slichus, Shabbos Nitzavim. So we have to understand and internalize that this is a very special Shabbos. The Torah introduces to us the mitzvah Bikurim Vahoyo Kisavo Alaharetz Asher Hashem Lekecha Noisim Lechon Achalov Yerishtav Yerishav Taba. When you come into Eretz Yisrael and you grow agriculture, right? You have agriculture, you have crops. Those first crops, those first fruits are brought to the Makom HaMikdash, and you go through the entire parsha of Kriyas HaBikurim and you give it to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Last week we were oimed on a Sifrei, and I want to be oimed on a Sifrei as well this week. Sifrei was a Pella last week and the Sifrei is a Pella this week. The Sifrei says you should do Mitzvahs Bikurim Kedei Likanes La'eretz Yisrael. What's the obvious question on the Sifrei, Rabbi said? Yes, Sammy. V'hoya kisavo el ha'aretz, it's excellent. It's a mitzvah that exists in Eretz Yisrael when you grow crops. What is the Sifrei telling us that this will be a zchus to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael? A plia atzuma. Sifrei is a plia atzuma. Gemara in Brachis tells us, and Daf Chesem and Aleph, Amar Rav Chista, Gemara starts, Amar Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Sabi Bevavel, Tama, Va'amar Laman Yirbu Yimech V'Yimech Ma'ala Adama Ksiv, Ava B'chutzar, it's low. How could there be older men in Bevel? Kevin da Amri le Mekadmi and Mechashmi le Bnei Krishto, Merhani da Hanulu. Well, since they get up earlier and they stay late in the Beis HaKnesses, so that's why they're able to be Sabi Bevavel, that's the way they're able to live. Kida Amri Rabishu ben Levi le Bnei, Kadimu v'chashichu v'ayu l'bnei Krishta. Wake up early, go to sleep late, and go up to the Beis HaKnesses. Ki'echi d'torchu chaye. Amar Rabach Rabbi Chanina, Maikra Ashrei Adam Shamea Li. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech says, Ashrei Adam Shamea Li, L'shakod al dal sosai, Yoim Yoim, Lishmor mezuzos psichi, V'ksiv basrei ki moitze motzachai. Pasuk says, praises to the person who hangs on the dlosos every day and is shomer on the mezuzos of my psachim, and that is a person that the pasuk says finds life ki motza motzo chai. Gemara says immediately after that, Amar Rav Chista, lo'olam yikonis odom shnei psachim bebeis hakneses. Person has to walk in two doorways into a Beis HaKnesses, shnei psachim salkadaitach, ela eimer shir shnei psachim va'achar kach yisbal. How are there people that are living in Bovel? Gemara says they're oimid and they're mechashche and they wake up early and they go to the Beis HaKnesses. Shlomo HaMelech tells us that a person has to know how to deal with doorways in life and how to be by the mezuzahs. And Rav Chista learns that a person has to walk into a Beis HaKnesses shir shnei psachim. What's going on over here? What is this Gemara all about? This is a din in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tzadi. In Sif Chof, I read to you the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Three sheets in the Rishayna. Magan Sesugya. And Ian Sugya. We're not learning brachas. Yikonis shir shnei psachim va'achar kach yispal. A person has to go in, Pashup Shad in the Gemara, the amount that it talks, the amount, right? 8 amos in, the amount that it takes for a person to walk through Shnei Pesachim. Right? What's the point? Shenira Kamasa, if you sit, right? Yesh Befarshim Shnei Pesachim, Shir Shnei Pesachim, Da'ainu Shmoneh Tefachim, Yikonis Lefnim Shelo Yeshev Eitz LaPesach. So you don't sit by the doorway. Shenira Kemasu Yeshiva Space Haknesses. Because if you sit by the doorway, what? You make it feel like you don't want to be here. You make it feel like you're not interested. Ulafize, but according to them, Zakta Shulchan Aruch, there's nafkamino. Im yesh lo machum yuchad eitz la pesach, what happens if Lamaisa, there are no other seats? That's where my seat is assigned, right? R23, Rosh Hashanah, right? And that's, you know, that, right? Right? That's cyclic. R23, that's where you assign your seat, right? So then you're allowed to sit by the doorway. Because it's not near a Kamasi, it's just because the Gabbai put me there, right? But not all Rishonim agree. The Yesh B'Farshim Shatam, there are those Rishonim, Machlokes, the Rosh, Rashi, I remember. Yesh B'Farshim Shatam, Mabit L'Chutz V'Yenoch L'Chavim. No, the problem is because there's a window. And he's always going to be peeking outside. And he's not going to be able to have Kavono. Well, if he's a Menor Pesach L'Rosh Rabim, what if the doorway doesn't have a Chalon? So it's not going to be a problem. Ein B'Kach Klum. And finally, V'Yesh B'Farshim Shalom Yamar L'Isbal Miyad Kishenichnas. A lot of different perushim. The last perush is that a person shouldn't daven right away. Should take a deep breath, sit for a second, get himself in the mode, and then start to daven. What's that break? What's that about the time? The shir shnei pesachim. Sokta mechaber. We're not clear what the Gemara is saying. A person should be choshish for all three opinions. Rabbeisai, I was thinking a lot about this shat, and this Gemara, and this pasuk. Lo'olam yishkoid adam, right? What is the pasuk in Mishlei? Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Ashrei adam shelea li lishkoid al dososai, a person who knows how to walk through the dlosos, a person who knows how to be mekayim this din of shir shnei psachim, of two doorways. That's a person who can live anywhere. That's a person who's Motza Chaim. Rabbeisai. We are all about to enter into a new zone. The Levush tells us that before we even start davening Shachris, we daven a second Shachris. A tefillah on a tefillah. We can't just daven. We need to start a whole tefillah, Rabbeisai. You ever look at Slichas? Ashrei, Kaddish, Tefillah, and the Kaddish Tiskabel, it's a ganze mincha. It's a tefillah on being mispal. It's a whole new approach. It's a Pesach within a Pesach. What's the pshat?
You have the sheets? You give it out? Okay, good.
Moreover, Rabbeisai, I'd like to share with you the Maharal. And I think this could really have an effect on our entire approach to the slichas, and hopefully explain to us the kasha on the sifre. Mishleimas avoydes ha'azois, quotes our daf, Amar Rav Chista, lo'oilom yikanis adam shnei psochim salkadaitach, ela eimer shir shnei psochim. Quotes the Gemara. Uperz zeh, in a simple understanding, zok to Maharal, shim yikanis shir pesach echad, a person can live his life, and he could just go into the shul, and what? It could be one pesach that is just what? Protection, it's raining outside. There's bad things. It's dark out. A siluk of the chutz. That's why I walked into the doorway. In a pesach ha'echad moiri rak al a siluk mi bachutz levat. V'hainu shu misalik atzmo mikol iskei ha'olam. Ve'ein ze hisyachtus legamrei im Hashem yizborach. Shetzorech al ze shnei dvor. Ho'echad hu siluk mikol advorim. Person first has to recognize and walk into the Pesach to realize I'm not living life the way I'm supposed to. The outside influences, the direction of where the world is going is not what I want to associate myself with. But don't stop there. Don't just walk in one Pesach and then call it a day. V'ashemi l'yisyachid al Hashem yisbarach shu mispal lefon. V'ein zeh b'loy zeh. Shem enu misalik atzmi mikol advarim. If a person is steiging, if a person is in the base medrash, if a person is learning Rav Baruch Ber, and he's still connected to those outside influences, to that world of the street, of the corruption, Rabbi Yisai, that we've talking about so much. A person has to recognize that it's a reality. So then what is it? Even though he's coming to Davin, so you're missing the basic Pesach. Security's not even here. So you're going to go to shul, but there's going to be mechablim that are going to come in. And even while I'm talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom, but I'm thinking about other things, my machshavos are drifting away. I'm in the bayis, but I'm sleeping with a zayna. And even if a person puts a protection from the wall around him, but what are you being makarif yourself to? Where are you turning to? So you need shnei psochim. It's not only what the Rishonim were saying. It's about Yishev Adas. It's about not looking on the window. Chazal knew exactly what they're saying. Once you understand that these two shnei psachim, what they represent, the silik mebuchutz is the one first Pesach, and then the direction going inwards is the second Pesach towards Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tichach elu shnei psachim im silik mebuchutz knisa befnim legamrei medaber zemavur. But now, says the Maharal, but now look at what the Gemara Brachos says so brilliantly, Rabbi Yisai. Look how he puts this Gemara Brachos. Look as he explains our Gemara Brachos. Yeshay b'divrei chacham dover omok asher al ze omru shetzarech sheyichnoi shir shnei psochim dafka. Person has to take the measurement and the shear of what shnei psochim is and internalize it. Understand what Chazal were hinting to in this Gemara. The Gemara starts off with saying, how are there old people in Bavel? But it doesn't, they're not living in Eretz Yisrael. They're not under the Haftacha of Liman Yerbu Yimechem Ala Aretz Ala Adama Yimei Benechem Ala Adama Ksiv Avalo Bechutz La'aretz. Says, no, but these people in Bavel, they're what? They're waking up early, they're going to the Beis HaKnesses. Like Rabbi Shua ben Levi told his kids, that's how you can survive. That the Torah should be your life. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, person is shaykeid ala dlosim, yoim yoim, lishmor, mezuzah, pisgai, uksib asrei, kimotze, yom, motzachayim. That's where he finds life. What is all these memories? How do they connect? And how do they connect to the following halacha that a person has to go, Pesach b'fnim mi Pesach? That's the next Gemara, Amr of Chista. V'yesh lefarish, ki amokum zok the maral. You have to understand what I tell, what I speak often about. The maral understands amokum comes from the word mekayim. A person has sustenance as fulfilled from the place that he is. Makom comes from the word kiyum. That area, Eretz Yisrael, is a makayim of Klal Yisrael. So I don't understand. How is it that they're a sabi b'bovel? They don't have a makom. So what's makayim then, says the Maharal? Yishal farish ki ha-makom u-makayim es adover shu makomo kamo shesbar u-lekach nikra makom shu makayim es adover shu omibo ki kachtim tzakol advar mativim. Anything in Teva, right? That plant has a mukum. That area, that mukum, gives it sustenance, gives it light from the ground. That's where that's irrigated. And that's what's mekayim the chefza. And if you uproot it from the ground, if you take the plant out, it's no longer in the mukum. The mela has no kiyum. There's nothing being mekayim. Ki ha'avir in lo kiyum rak bimkomo. Ukfar e'idu al zechachom bimkomo sarbe. And therefore the Gemara asks, how are they sabi bavala share enim in komam yuchalem? Lokein shara umos kiloy nasan lan lanachlo lomas mokam yuchad kamosh nasan Eretz Yisrael shenech shav mekom mativi legamri. ain lo kiyum. Lefecha choyimat mir Rabbi Yochanan. That's pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't understand how there could be sabid bevavel. There is no makom. There's no mekayim. Ad sheomer lo kihem makdimim umachshichim lebeis haknesses. No. They do have a makom. They do have a mekayim. Va'omer shedaver ze hole. Zeki kasher makdimu machshichim lebeis haknesses. Ukiilu beis on tafel etz beis haknesses. Once you live your life and you say what? My house is tafel to this. I'm now getting up early and I'm going into shul. What am I doing, Rabbi Isai? I'm running into shul and I'm making a tefillah on my tefillah. I'm saying that that's my essence. That's my yisoid. Everything else is tafel to this. Ukiilu beis on tafel etz beis haknesses. Loituchal loimer shein ze mekoymoi. Ki beis haknesses roi b'chol mokoyim. Does the Olam understand what we're doing right now this week? I saw this maral and I said, "Das is slichus." What do we start with slichus? The fachnu de la secha. Shakadeti al dai sosai. What are we doing, Rabbi Yisai? What is pshat in this week? We're going Pesach b'fnim mi Pesach. We're defining our lives. We're now saying that even in Bavel, even in Chutz La'aretz, we could have a kiyum. How? The makdimei machashchei bebeis krishta. He's going Pesach b'fnimi Pesach. He's doing a tefillah on his tefillah. He's having a slichas before he's being mispalel. Das is slichas. The melech, a person could have a kiyum no matter where he is. Having such a mahalach achayim, turning towards the Rabbi Shalom, going inside, into the inner chambers, approaching where? Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai? The Shofar, the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah tells us, Adat Tezayin. Kaven Dizikaren Ka'osi Kilifnim Dami. That's where we want to go. How do we do that? We start a week of Slichas, a Shabbos of Slichas, to go Pesach Bifnimi Pesach. To realize what our kiyum is, what our life is, no jokes. We don't just show up into the corridor and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you let me in backstage with Nindami? How? Where's your Pesach with Nindami Pesach? Were you de facto to Lasecha? Were you Shakoyasai al Balsosai? Did you learn the Pesach of Mishle? Did you learn the Gemara Brachas Dafches? Read the Gemara. You could have a kiyum no matter, even you're here, even in Chutz La'aretz, even in such a velt. When a person makes priorities, when a person decides not to sit by the door, and this is what's going to give us zachrein al chayim el chafitz b'chayim. When a person really understands what chayim is, he's going to find chayim if he starts moving his life in that direction, to not just walk into one Pesach, but Pesach b'fnim mi Pesach, the double tefillah, to knock on the door and then knock again. That's where you find the Kodesh Baruch Hu, inside the chambers. Let's skip a little bit under the Dvarim Dalad, in the second column. What are we doing over here, Rabbi Yisai? We're going deep into the inner chambers. We're meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not just showing up on Rosh Hashanah. That's your connecting to the ultimate Chaim. Skip down. And through a person internalizing this, through a person now stepping up and saying, I'm going Pesach within me Pesach. I'm not just showing up to davening. I'm not just doing things in routine. I'm not just Sur Meira closing out the other world. But I'm actually being miskariv to the ultimate Chaim. to the Kaven de Lusikarin Ka'asik Lifnim Dabi. I want Rebbeinu Shalom to get into your inner chambers, and I'm actually going to daven with Yishev Hadas, and I'm going to sit there knocking on the doors, and I'm going to be bespalo about the fact that I'm knocking on the doors. Al dalso sidelis bifnim mideles. That's Lifnim Migamri. That's not what the Maharal says, but that's Rosh Hashanah. Lifnim Ligamri. Through tefillah on a tefillah. Through a Pesach into a Pesach. Not just what the Shulchan Aruch says. Nafkamina is a word of sin. But it's a hashkofa. It's a machshava. Maharal goes on unbelievably. Maharal says you never find another mitzvah that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives you schar for more psias. To walk to the further shul. It's a pli atzuma. What's pshat? Is there any mitzvah to walk to a further sukkah? To get a further lulav and esrog? Right? The Maharal next column. I'm just trying to move along. So every word here is gold, Rabbi Yisai. Sheish lechaz ala beis haknesu shu yoyser rochuk, the Gemara in Saita says. Neshu noito schar psiyas. You're going to find Hashem in the inner chamber. I'm walking the extra mile, what? To be Dovik and Hashem. To be connected to get into that inner chamber. Every move, every Pesach that I move in, the more I move in, the closer I get. Yadua ki ha-misnoya, it is an unbelievable line of the Maharal. Yadua ki ha-misnoya el dover, a person who moves towards an item, the person who's in movement towards the item, even when he's not with it, is closer sometimes than the person who's actually with the item. The longing, the imagining, that extra drive. Why? Because I love that person. This is Churban HaGolos. This is why the Rebbeinu Shalom loves Churban HaGolos, Chassam Sofer says. Because we're so dying to be with you, Hashem. To an extent, Chassam Sofer says, if I would say this, you'd call me a kofer. That the Rebbeinu Shalom really wants Golos in a way more than Geula, because we're longing so much. A person wants movement towards it. He wants to put that extra mile. He's being Mekarev El Adov. That's Slichas. That's this new Yisoid of two dlossos, of being Shemer al Apsochim, of sitting in the shul, Pesach lefnim mi Pesach, but not only the halachic, straight, dry halacha, of just where to sit, and what the dinim there, but to understand that Rabbi Yisai, this is the way to get to Rosh Hashanah. Kevin de lezikaron ka'osi ki lefnim dam. Our whole existence, Rabbi Yisai, has been hanging on the fence. Swinging on the hinges of the door. Like I come back from Eretz Yisrael. You know, I'm doing the frum thing. I'm getting dressed up. I'm dressing in a certain way. But like, you're kind of just putting the doorway of being Masalik the Chutz. But says the Rebbeinu Shalom, I want you to go inside that basic place. I want you to move in. I don't want you to sit by the door. I don't want you to be hanging. Right, we like to keep our not the full commitment. I don't want to be fully in. I like to, you know, like to dabble a little bit. You know, I don't want to redefine myself. You know, I don't wear real shoes. I wear Cole Haan's. It's like a shoe and a sneaker. It's funny, everybody say, but like I see people's shoes. That's on my host. I can't commit to shoes. Mamish big day Shabbos. No. It's got to be a sneak shoe. It's got to be like a little chati chati. I'm in one Pesach and I'm not fully in the other Pesach. Rabbi say, what's Chazal telling you? That's not going to bring you to Rosh Hashanah. That's not going to be Moitzei Chayim. A person who could say, no, I'm going in one Pesach, but that's not my destination.
I got to go further in. I got to get to Lefnim, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that can't just be a weak thing. It's got to be who I am. I am here to be Mascara to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's my Tachlis Achayim. That's a person who doesn't play on the fence. That's a person that doesn't dangle. That's not like a door that's on hinges, that swings in every direction that you push him. That's not going to be affected. Not just because he's putting an alarm system to protect. Because ultimately, the burglars can get in. There's some burglars that are smarter than the cops. So then how am I not going to be affected? Because I'm going deeper in. They're not going to find me deep down inside in my inner chambers. I'm hiding. I'm with the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm untouchable. Not because I put up a protection, but because I've had Dvikas Achayim. I'm not swinging on the door. I'm not in existence of a hinge that can go in every direction. And that's, you know, the opening to a bar, you know, like the old cowboys. Woo! You just walk in. Is that our lives? In and out and in and out and in. Or no, I'm not sitting there. I'm moving weiter. I'm being miskarev, and every step is gold for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And only in the Beis HaKnesses, only in the Beis HaMedrash, does the Rabbeinu Shalom say that this mitzvah exists, that every step works, and every step is schar. Because that's what it's all about. And this is not about living in Eretz Yisrael, Zok the Maharal. This is bringing Eretz Yisrael here. Ikasaba bebei Knishto, demakdeme, when? Slichis. A new approach to slichis. You have the ability to be miskariv to the pnimius. You have Rosh Hashanah right here, but don't just show up. We have 1 week to start being mekayim this bar and daf brachas daf ches of Pesach lefnim Pesach, of changing our whole existence, of defining who we are, not just swinging on a doorway, of no longer just being affected by the winds of society and the moods that I have, but really saying that no, that's my mokum, that's my destination, that's where I want to go. That's the yesod of this new reorientation and this unclear week that was later established and doesn't find its Gemara in the Gemara about being makdim before we get to lefnai v'lefnim of the Tkiyah Shofar and ultimately the Kodesh HaKadosh. I believe that right now that's what we're doing, this Mara. We're not sitting by the doorway. No longer that Avodas Hashem. We're going Pesach b'fnim Pesach. And each and every one of you, Rabbi Yisai, has ways, including myself, that we get stuck into this trap that we're sometimes in between doorways. That we're sometimes swinging on the hinges. That we're sometimes eno shnei pesachim b'fnim. We're not listening to Shlomo HaMelech, and we can't always find Matzah Chaim. But perhaps he gives man. Perhaps we have to approach this Shabbos of Slichus in a different light, like the Maharal is telling us. We have to be Mekayim this din, and perhaps that's the answer to the Sifrei on the Parsha of Bikurim. A person could get to Eretz Yisrael and physically have Bikurim, but he's not there. Talk to Sifrei, if you really internalize what bringing your first fruits to Eretz Yisrael is and what this whole mission is about and what your whole Parnasa and what other defined as the Tachlis Achayim, but really, I'm taking those fruits to the Rabbeinu Shalom now, and I'm now connecting to the trajectory and to the history of Bal Yisrael, both in the past of Aram Yovid Avi and Anitzak El Hashem Elokeinu and Yetzias Mitzrayim. I view myself on that path. I am part of Matan Torah. I am part of that whole history, and I'm part of that future and that destiny. When a person takes that fruit and he really internalizes what he's mechuyev to do and brings it in, so says the Sifrei, yeah, it's true, technically this mitzvah only exists for payers in Eretz Yisrael. But you want to really be nichnas into Eretz Yisrael? Asei mitzvahs bikurim kedeshi yikonsu l'Eretz Yisrael. You could be in Eretz Yisrael even if you're Sabi Bebek Nishta Bablava. But he has to start living a Pesach within a Pesach. I could be in Eretz Yisrael, but I walked through the door, I got through customs.
I gotta tell you, everybody say, I never have a Hesiris when I'm in Ben Gurion Airport. It's when I start having those machshavas. When I get to the Makom HaMikdash. When I start seeing a life of Mesiris Nefesh, of Dveikus Vashem. That's a Pesach Bifnimi Pesach. Ase Bikurim Kedeshi Yikonsu La'Eretz Yisrael. Don't ask me, Kashas, that this mitzvah only exists once you are in Eretz Yisrael. That's true. But just because you have this mitzvah doesn't necessarily mean you actually enter into Eretz Yisrael. Because the Gemara in Brachos says you could even be in Bavel and you could actually be in Eretz Yisrael. Ikasabi b'Bavel. How? D'maktamei u'mechashche b'beik nishna. D'maktamei u'mechashche b'beik nishna. 1 week. 1 week during the year. Do we have an institutionalized Makdamei Umechashche Lebnei Krishna? And that is Slichas. Whatever Rabbi said, Chazal are telling us it's time to walk in a Pesach within a Pesach. It's time to stop judging reality and life about where my physical existence is. It's time to start looking deeper. And that's what the whole Yontif of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is about. Lifnim. Pnimius, what's your real core? And what are you really connected to? And not just hanging and flowing and blowing in the existence of life. No more swinging on the doors. Sheikansu, Kebeknishta, to make that our makom and to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the inner chambers. A ball leader, the paper.